Hey, Esmeralda, do you like comedy?
I love comedy.
Are you a liar?
No.
Are you sure you're not an awful, awful liar?
No.
Well, have you heard of ReComedy? It's a comedy magazine.
Yes, comedy from the trenches.
How do you know their hit logo? Their hit logo, that doesn't make sense. How do you know their... What is that slogan? How do you know their slogan?
Because I love comedy, and I like magazines.
Why are you such a dirty fucking liar?
I'm not.
All right. Comedy magazine.
I like both.
You like both? What is both?
Comedy and magazines, and they put it in one neat package.
It is a neat package. You can pick up that package at Quimby's and other independent retailers, or go to their website, recomedymagazine.com. The second issue is about to come out. It's featuring Mark Maron. You know who Mark Maron is, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He does podcasts.
He does do podcasts. It's the podcast issue. So go pick up ReComedy, recomedymagazine.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting very, very far away from me, not in Washington, D.C., is...
Esmeralda Leon.
How you doing, Esmeralda?
I'm all right.
Anything fun and or exciting happened in the last 7 days?
I had a party.
You had a Christmas party? Was it a Christmas?
I had a grown-up party.
Did you dress up?
I did.
Did everyone else dress up?
No.
Were you upset that everyone else did not dress up?
No, I didn't ask for anyone to dress up.
Did anyone dress up?
I think John was wearing a sweater.
There you go. John's your boyfriend.
Yes. I think it's just because he was cold, though.
Got it.
it wasn't a style issue.
Did you make food?
I did.
What did you make?
We made appetizers. I made sausage stuffed mushrooms, a Mediterranean dip.
Mediterranean dip. What did you dip
into? It was a layer dip of hummus, couscous, marinated artichokes, tomatoes, chopped tomatoes, feta, and then a little parsley on top.
Wow, that sounds very good.
It was. Well, no one ate it, and then Kevin showed up, and he started eating the shit out of it, which I thought was hilarious.
How was...
I just made it in mind for him and like anyone else, and like another one of our friends, Emma, is also a vegetarian.
Yes.
So I was, and I actually was a little worried that I didn't have enough vegetarian options or not meatless.
But that was not the case.
Because everything was just meat.
Really?
So we had a meat tray.
What was on the meat tray?
Roast beef, or not roast beef, corned beef, ham, and turkey.
What kind of turkey?
Just,
like lunch meat turkey or like...
Yeah, it was just oven roasted
turkey. What about the ham?
It was a house smoked from the place across the street, Jeans.
Oh, wow. So you bought this at Jeans?
Yes.
That sounds...
It was actually cheaper than having them make me one. Because
the one they
have is like insane. It's packed with a bunch of stuff and it was like $50. And I was like, oh, I'll just buy a few things.
How much do you think you spent overall? If you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to say.
Like $100.
That's not that bad.
With everything, like.
That includes booze?
No, we didn't buy booze.
That was
the one thing we said in our invite. Like, we'll have food. Can you please bring us booze?
Did you have booze left over?
We did.
Good. What did you have left over?
Dan, as a housewarming, brought us a bottle of Jameson.
Aw.
I had that bottle of tequila already.
Yes, you got it.
We had some booze, but, you know, mostly people brought beer and stuff.
But everyone brought at least something.
Yeah.
Good.
Our friend Alexis brought potato latkes.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's awesome.
With applesauce. And anytime someone went, oh, we eat them with sour cream, she goes, oh, God.
As in, like, that is unacceptable. You're ruining the flavor.
Yeah, she's like, no, what?
Well, that sounds awesome. I'm happy you had a...
It was a good time. We were growing up. So I was telling people that it was our grown-up party. I am now a grown-up, and we somehow managed to get a mortgage. That's what happens when you grow up.
Well, congratulations.
Just shows up in the mail.
Successful holiday party.
I don't even own a house.
Well, I would love to live in your place as a condo.
Oh, just... Yeah.
It's a
but
great
then again,
place.
I don't know. I always think condos are just mini houses.
Why? Like you can't stay forever?
No, no, no. I always like what I think of a condo.
Is like
what
a
I
townhouse?
Think a condo is a townhouse.
That's a different
not an
thing.
Apartment. I see this as an apartment.
Nope, that's just different.
I wouldn't own this place. I don't know. I just it'd be weird to own it because there's people above and below me.
That's most places in Chicago.
But that's weird. It's just weird to me to think I just own this section.
Yeah.
I don't own the top or the bottom. I just own the middle.
All that is Oh, you think it's weird to just own a section?
Yeah.
See, I disagree. I think it's weird to own an entire building.
Well, if it was an entire building, it'd be a house. I would just get a I wouldn't get a place with three.
You would never rent it out.
What?
You would never rent out your place or something like that.
Yeah, or I would get one of those places that look like it's a house.
Okay, that makes sense. But
probably if those people didn't live in it, would probably be turned into an apartment. Like apartment build, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just big ass houses.
Yeah. None of this makes sense to me because I don't have money.
Well, yeah, I don't either.
Yes, exactly. Which to me.
But his mortgage is quite heavy on us. The mortgage of a non-existent home.
So you're doing well. It sounds like it was a good week.
Yeah, it was good. I don't remember the last half.
What time did you not remember? You said it started at 8:30.
Yes.
And by what time do you not remember?
I don't know.
Seriously?
I wasn't keeping track of time.
Like you, there
we don't really
a,
have boxes around the house, so.
There wasn't like an event. It wasn't like, and then the last thing I remember is blank.
What is the last thing I remember? Doing shots.
Oh, really? Whose idea was shots?
We were doing shots of my tequila, and there's like not much left.
No, that's a, when you started the party, was there a lot?
Yeah, it was brand new.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just opened it because I had no reason to drink it.
Jesus
before.
Christ. What? Whose idea was shots?
Me.
Why were you? Why?
Because I like tequila.
Oh, God damn it. All right.
Everyone, it was funny because John was telling me that I was in the kitchen and holding it and like showing it to people like, hey, come on, who wants to do it? And everyone started to like slowly leave the kitchen because no one wanted to do a shot.
Because when the host is crazy and demanding you do shots of tequila.
I wasn't demanding. I was just like, hey, who wants any? No? Oh.
Nope.
I like tequila.
Then why don't you just drink tequila?
Because, no. No, I don't want to sip it.
Then why do you like tequila?
I'm a grown-up. I'm not fancy.
Okay.
I made that distinction. I was like, oh, that we're not fancy. We're just grown-up.
Oh, you're just older.
There's two ways about that.
Like, there's no way we could still lie and get student tickets at the movie theater.
I think I could.
Yeah, we probably could. So that's fun.
But yeah, I was doing shots.
You had a fun time making mistakes.
Yeah.
Around friends. That's good.
I woke up in the other room, which I thought was funny.
What do you mean you woke up in the other room?
Yeah, I woke up. And I was in the office room.
Oh, you woke up in the second bedroom?
I was in the guest room. John's like, yeah, you went over there for some reason. I'm like, I don't,
But your boyfriend.
It's just a like back memory from when he used to have his room in here.
So you're, oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
You're lucky no one was staying over.
No, actually, Kevin was passed out on the couch.
What?
Which I thought was funny.
Jesus.
Right. I woke up, I'm like, in my underwear, I go to the bathroom, I walk out, and I go, what the hell? Like,
was he sleeping or awake?
Face down on the couch.
It was the murder victim.
Yeah. And he's on that little tiny blue couch we have. Not even the...
Oh, jeez.
The other couch is actually a pull-out bed. And I go into John. I'm like, John, why is he on that couch?
He's like, you've been sleeping in another bedroom.
Yeah, that too.
Jesus.
But, yeah.
So you're 26 and you still don't know how to drink. That's good.
Yep.
That's fun.
Yep.
I was in New York looking for a venue for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live for New York. So that's what I was doing. It wasn't.
And was it fun?
It was fine. It wasn't fun, though. I was doing work. I was doing work. I found a bunch of places that I have a list, and I have a numbered list of what I want.
Yeah, but how bad of work is that?
Well,
you're just going to bars.
No. You can't drink the entire time. It started out like you're
interviewing people and.
Well, you're taking notes, and if it's going well and it's early enough, you talk to the bartender or owner. That's what you do.
Okay.
So I started at like 8 at some bar that has a relation to the movie Goodfellas in Long Island City, with some friends Chuck and Amy who aren't comics, so they're nice, normal people. And then I went about a block away to check out Long Island or LIC Bar, which is in Long Island City, and that might work. And then
Long
after that,
Long Island City.
Long Island City is the first stop in Queens outside of Manhattan.
Oh, it sounds like
that's where they shoot
something from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it does sound like that, but it's not. Everybody, it's not Grand Theft Auto. They shoot in right on 30 Rock there. It's that area, like it's new and nice, and it's kind of great. Anyways.
Wait, what?
Long Island City. It's in this weird, like, pocket of New York.
Wait, what do you mean they film 30 Rock there?
They film 30 Rock in Long Island City.
Don't they film it at 30?
No, they rebuilt it to look like 30 Rock in 30 Rock. No, Long Island City has got a lot. Like, you know The Good Wife on CBS?
Yeah.
They shoot the stuff there, too. It's a lot of TVs going on in Long Island City.
You're blowing my mind right now.
I know. I'm changing your life. Did you think it was filmed in Chicago?
No. I knew it was probably... I actually thought... Well, I haven't really seen The Good Wife, but I was assuming they probably just did like ER,
mm-hmm.
where they would come here for pivotal scenes and then just shoot.
I'm sure they do that, but that's where they film most of The Good Wife and 30 Rock. So anyways, I go back to the bar and then I go to the Lower East Side because like I don't really know that many people in New York. So I email Hannibal. I was like, are you going up anywhere? He tells me where he's going up. I see him for about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I leave him to go to these other bars in Lower East Side. And then I go back to Brooklyn and I walk about 5 miles going from venue to bar to bar to bar and stuff like that. But I hadn't drank alcohol from like 10:30 till when I stopped at 1:30. So I drank from 8:30 to 10:30 and then just had coffee and cigarettes for the next like 3 hours walking in New York City in the rain alone, taking vigorous notes like of what would and what wouldn't. So it was like real work, you know?
You sound very
I sound
Jack Kerouac on the road.
Yeah, but I don't suck. And I have a very few set of rules because we really lucked out at the Brain. The Brain has every single thing I want in a venue. They don't serve food. You know what I mean? That little thing is so big. We don't have to charge a cover. That's awesome.
Yeah.
There's ample parking. There's a cheap drink. You don't have to worry about seats. It doesn't smell bad. You don't got to worry about getting stabbed. Like, there's nothing wrong with the Brain.
Where do you have to worry about that?
Where we do the show now, at the Looking Glass, it's kind of like Humboldt Park in Chicago, but like Humboldt Park 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So it's not too safe, but it's not bad either. Like, inside the bar is fucking awesome. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I have all of these lists of things that will work and things that won't. And there's a few places in New York, and I really want to find a place that is like the Hungry Brain in New York, specifically in Queens or Lower East Side or Brooklyn, whatever. Just so it's cheap for people. I don't want to fuck over anybody. I don't really care about parking because no one there is driving. But, like, I don't want to charge a cover, and I want there to be at least one beer that's $3 or under. Does that make sense?
Is that even possible?
It's totally possible. I think I have a list of 10 places I hit up that night. And I think out of those, 4 qualify, and 2 are, like, maybes, and 4 definitely don't qualify. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's weird because I went to this place, Public Assembly, and a bunch of people that I talked to were like, that might work. They have cool stuff. But they were totally douchey, and they have 2 giant rooms, and there's always a cover, and there's no cheap drinks. So, like, all of those things. I didn't even need to walk in, but I did, and I wasted all this time, like a half an hour walk to get there. It's those things where you can't just trust word of mouth. You need to go to yourself and check them out, and it's both educational, but it sucks. It really fucking sucks. I just wish that every bar was like one of 3 things. It's a sports bar, it's a club, or it's the Brain, and that's it, you know?
Well, at least now you know.
Yeah, but like things change cyclically. Like this one bar I went to last December is totally different than the bar. It's exact same look and feel, but their booker's different and their specials are different. They're actually cheaper now than they were a year ago. It's things like that where you have to like go consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, sorry I'm being very boring, listener. We're scouting. That's what we're up to. I just took a drink of water. I'm parched. How was
that walking?
How was I know? How was last Monday and Tuesday and at the Brain?
It was good. Very busy.
Yeah. Monday night was the experimental stuff. How would you describe it?
Well, I think you said ambient.
Mm-hmm.
Ambient sounds.
Annoying?
It's not my cup of tea, but...
But was it, like, cringe? Like, did you cringe?
No.
Important thing, because, like, I hate cringeworthy music, but I don't hate annoying music if it's in the background. As long as you don't feel physically ill, I'm cool with you trying.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like,
no,
it wasn't too loud, or it wasn't too just like...
No, I don't think so. I did like the puppets, though. That was really neat.
Yeah, Kevin sent me the footage of that. I wish I could turn that into a podcast. It just doesn't make any sense because we only got like the last... Excuse me. I'm sorry, listener. The last like 10 minutes in focus.
Yeah, we kept... people kept walking in front of him.
Well, I told him...
It's a little difficult to... Especially, if, I think, because there's sound on it, right?
There is sound on it, yes.
It's a little hard to be like, hey, move.
Well, here's the thing.
They'll hear it and... So,
if you don't know what's going on and you want to film an event, you got to get there early or you got to be strong and go in the front and not be ashamed of going in the front. There's nothing wrong if you're a photographer to just go right in the front. It's very good. And no one will complain about that because you're trying to help both the venue and the act going on. But like all Kevin's got to do, all anyone's got to do is have a tripod. If you have a
yeah, that was
tripod,
the only he was trying.
I know you can tell he was trying, but fuck, you need a real tripod. Put it on a fucking table. No one's gonna get taller than the tripod on the table. It's not gonna get in anyone's way. Problem solved.
Well, the people there were sitting in that front.
Yes, but who was there before anyone was there?
Actually, it was the band.
Oh well, then tell the band
it was
to move.
The band before the
fucking band to move.
It was the last band.
Yeah, you can.
There.
If you're running a show, feel free to tell them to move. But I mean, the footage you sent me looked great. I wish you guys can see it. But they are going to be back at the Brain. They're going to be there on January 11th as part of Homeroom, and then they're going to be there February 7th. And I gave him on February 7th full booking reign. So whatever he wants to do that night, you will be able to see. How was Nerves of Steel? It looked very, very full based on the photos.
It was. It was full. It was good.
Okay. Anything fun and or exciting happen or no?
People, it was funny because the band that I guess is the house band,
mm-hmm.
Good Evening.
Yes.
The first time they played, which was two months ago, they played first.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was quiet. Everyone was paying attention. This time they wanted to play last because they wanted to see how people were to react with some drink in them and
yes.
a little looser. And I was like, okay, go ahead. Everyone was loud as shit.
Yes.
Dan yelled at them twice.
The crowd or the band?
The crowd.
Okay.
And they still wouldn't shut up.
Who was...
I was like, I guess, well, now they know.
Jacob is running that show. He goes by Harold Ray when he does it.
Yes.
Did he say anything like, shut the fuck up?
Or... No, because that's what they wanted.
Who's they?
The band. That's why they wanted to go last.
No, but did the band actually say, like, don't say anything? Let's see what happens?
Well, Harold, Jacob, and I was like, oh, they're playing last. And he's like, yeah, they want to see how it is when, you know, people have drinks in them and they're much looser. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, but people still have drinks in them on jazz nights and they still are respectful.
Yeah, but they're older.
Not all the time, okay. Man. There's a lot of early, young, like 25 and under kids in there.
And I think there's enough people in there that know now to not talk.
Yes, but you can set that precedent.
But no one, you know, it was like majority ruled.
No, it's never majority rule. It's
usually
loudest.
Dan yells and everyone is quiet.
No, that's
and
the host.
Didn't. He had to do it twice.
That's the host deal, man. That's the host problem.
But yeah, I was like, well, now they know.
Yeah.
They'll be playing first next time again.
Well, they could play last, but just somebody has to say, do not talk during the show. If you want to talk.
Yeah, I think stop. It was just, you know, they sat through everything.
And then there's music.
And then there's music, and they're like, oh, we can talk now.
No, I get that. And apparently everyone sounds like Charlie Brown.
Yep.
Yep.
And everyone was talking, though. Like, even the people who were fucking...
Well, performers are the worst.
Yeah.
We're the worst. Like, you and I are the worst. When we're done with our part of the show and the band's playing, like, their third song, then we talk. Like, we're the worst. You would think, but oh, no.
No, we're rude.
You don't listen to the show, do you? You don't listen to the DC version of the show, do you?
No.
You fucking cunt. Why not?
I don't
like
cunt. Because I don't sit in front of my computer anymore.
Don't.
I think if I had a chance to just, if I was working and listening, it's like I
don't.
Don't
you have an iPod?
No, I don't. My iPod has been dead for who knows how long. I haven't charged it because I just don't listen to stuff and I'm traveling.
Ugh, you suck.
I like to just watch out the window.
You're insane.
I don't need to be distracted.
You're through about 80 hours of podcasts a week.
No, I just don't need. I like staring out the window and listening to other people's conversations.
You like being mildly retarded. Stalkering.
It's called being nosy.
Being nosy.
That's what it is.
Great. Well, thanks for not listening. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new job. The job started. It pays nothing. It pays shit. That's
but
okay.
But it's paying something.
Paying my dick. Paint my dick every day. It's fine. But I got hired on in a weird time. Because it's the holidays.
Yeah.
So
are you? Is this a steady job or is this like temporary?
This
work?
Is a steady job.
Okay.
This is a steady job.
Because I know it is holidays. So
no, it's not.
Like holiday job.
Actually, the opposite. Because it's the holidays, I work less. On Monday, last Monday was my first official day, and on Wednesday was a banquet. I think already, or maybe it was Thursday. No, it was Wednesday. Doesn't matter. It was Wednesday. There was like the holiday banquet, and like they give gifts out, and there's a raffle. So I like went home with a bag of shit, like from
that's nice.
People that
is
had been working
there. For,
it was no, but that's not the point. The point is I felt awful because I won all this shit I didn't want, and I can't like give it away in front
Why
of them.
Why did you win?
It was a raffle.
Why did you pay into the raffle?
I didn't pay in. They give you a ticket when you walk in.
Oh well, you could have just said, "Oh, I don't, not me. I didn't win."
No.
Well, you could have. It's not like someone's gonna interrogate you.
Well, I would have had to trade tickets with somebody.
No, you could have just said nothing.
No, because everyone was there.
So everyone won something?
No, everyone that was there had a ticket. So if there's
yeah,
one that
someone
nobody
would just be like,
wins.
Oh, maybe they left or maybe this
no
something.
One left.
That
That's what
happens.
I'm saying. That it, you know, it wasn't possible that time.
Yes, but it always happens where someone they call out numbers and then no one speaks up and then
yes,
they're like, oh,
but when
all
it's
right,
a,
well.
It's like a classroom situation that can't happen. It's not like you're in fucking, I mean, there's like a fourth grade raffle and there's 20 kids in the class and there's 20 tickets and I call number 17, somebody's going to raise their hand. You can't just
you're
say, where did it go?
You're not good at keeping your mouth shut. That's probably. All it is. I would have, if I didn't want anything, I would have gone home with nothing.
I'm just going to give it away at the show. It's fine.
You just don't say anything.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, I was at a holiday party that day for lunch.
Oh, I went to one too.
Where did you? Oh, for your boyfriend's place.
We went to Vermilion.
Where's Vermilion?
It's downtown, okay. The River North area. It's a Indian fusion of Latin American and some other crap.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was all right. I had these ribs that were insanely spicy.
Is
it was
that,
like too spicy.
Yeah, you don't like spicy food.
Yeah, but it was like ridiculously spicy where it's like that's all you tasted.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even taste ribs anymore. See, that's not good. It can't be that spicy where just it overtakes it to the point where you can't even taste anything else.
Yeah.
And you're hoping for this to end soon.
But it's nice when a company takes a small group of people to a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, there's only about 8 people who work there.
So. Yeah, I was at a party that for my girlfriend's holiday thing, and there was, I think, 400 people.
Wow.
So it's very large, which means the food's going to be awful, and you're going to know next to no one, and it's just weird.
Well, at the radio station, that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When they had money, they took us, they had the top room of the W Hotel, the one on the lake.
Oh, nice.
And, like, they had food and fancy crap, and then the next year, I remember... they had it in the office.
Oh.
Like, wow, this is quite a step down.
That's depressing.
Yes, it was. I didn't go to that one.
Oh, that's even more depressing.
Well, I'm like, forget this.
I gotta come here
all
every
the
day.
Time. Why am I gonna go to work?
Maybe $4
and drink there.
Well, because it's free. I don't know.
I don't think it wasn't that free. I think we may have had to put money in.
Ugh, then that's not really a party. That's just a weekend.
Yeah. It was weird. I was like, well, forget this.
Yeah, I don't blame you. we started Chief Ike's on the second Wednesday of January, and then it's going to be every second, third, and fourth Wednesday of the month at Chief Ike's. So booking a lot and trying to figure out what to do. That's relatively fun and or exciting. I'm trying to... What if we did a You, Me, Them, Everybody McLaughlin group style roundtable?
With who? Comedians?
Yes. Like two comedians and like two local blogger type things. Like there could be the media and then there's the comics.
No, that'd be interesting. What would you tell? I mean, would you be doing, you know, news of the day, I'm assuming? Or
yes.
Big topic?
News of the day, the odd stuff, the local stuff. It's got to feel like an hour.
Yeah. So, yeah, you would do, you know, the big news of the national news.
I want a band, though. I want, like, or maybe, like, one person.
Would you get into politics?
Oh, I'm in D.C., of course. What?
So you'd be, no, it'd be like, that Bill Maher
show. I made soup with spice, and I just rubbed my eyes, and now I'm in pain. Go ahead.
Why would you do that?
Yes, it was intentional. Why would you do that? That's the worst possible thing you could ever say to anyone. Why would you do that? The whole point is I didn't think, and now I'm screaming. Remind me why I didn't think. No, come on. Are you insane?
Yeah, why didn't
you? Why did
think?
You do that? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Fuck you. you cunts
think
everywhere.
Next time.
Fucking cunts. Go ahead.
Do you even have anything there to wipe your eyes?
No.
So you have to sit and suffer. It's going to be like Bill Maher.
Yeah, it's going to be like Bill Maher.
Because he had people on and celebrities. And.
Yep. Oh, whores.
You could be the new Bill Maher.
Fuck you.
What?
Oh.
He has a successful show somewhere, doesn't he?
HBO. How do you not know where?
Because I don't know if he still has it.
Cunts.
It's the same one, isn't it?
Goddamn cunts everywhere. Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's that same show, but it's on HBO.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't know that. I thought it was on Showtime or something.
No, it's on HBO.
God. Has it always been there?
Yeah, it's always been there.
Oh, well, I don't really care for him, so.
What's up?
I said, I don't really care for him.
Oh, fuck. My face.
Shouldn't have rubbed your eyes.
I hate you. You obviously do, but why shouldn't you get it? Fuck you, you fucking cunt.
You should have been thinking.
Shut up. You should have. Fuck off. Oh, God damn.
Or washed your hands.
I did wash my hands, but that pepper just lingers. Oh.
I had pepper. Remember that one time I had jalapeno in my finger?
Yeah.
I had made like some fucking salsa or something, and it was just in my finger.
Did I say you should have done it? No, I probably thought of a solution.
No, because I didn't cry about it.
I didn't
I just
cry
said,
about it.
It burns my finger for some reason.
Cunt.
It's been 3 days.
Oh, man. This is awful. Oh, well, I wasn't going to drink tonight, but now I will. Now I'm going to drink. Holy shit.
You know that wears off, right?
The pepper or the alcohol?
The pepper.
Yeah, but it's very red.
Too late. Now I have to drink.
Man, I got to drink. Fuck it. I don't care anymore. Oh, man. Fucking shit. Oh, it's like spreading down my cheek.
What? Oh, because it's in your tears?
Oh, my God. Fucking cunts. Oh, fuck.
Who's the cunts in this situation?
The world. Me.
Because they told you to stick your finger in your eye.
Oh, reactions like that are the worst. Your reaction. I mean, my reaction was... It's more than fine to scream about cons, but you shut up. Has that ever helped out? Should have?
Yeah, no, but nope. Makes me feel good. Yeah. So.
Why would that make you feel good?
Because I had a solution that you should have known.
No, that's just a previous thought. That's not a solution.
Oh, whatever.
A solution solves things. It's not a preventative measure.
Someone actually at the party... I had a shot with a friend, and it went up her nose.
That's not good.
Like, she absorbed it through her nasal.
You ain't getting up your nose. What'd she do? Is she fine?
Yeah, but she had to, like, I gave her my neti pot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nothing was coming out. It was weird.
Was it a fiery thing? Did it hurt?
Yeah, she just, like, her nasal, her, what are they called?
Do I know this girl?
I don't think so.
What does she do? Why?
I don't know.
How do you know her?
She is the girlfriend of one of the guys who runs the Facebook game company.
Oh, okay. So she's girlfriends with somebody we know through somebody. Got it.
You know, I know him, but I don't think you do. His name is Jim.
I don't. They're all nice people.
We rarely see them.
Did they come to the show?
They did once.
Then I like them once.
Heard about it.
All right.
Through something else, or they'd heard that.
They heard about it.
One of the bands that was going to be on that they really enjoyed. And I forget who it was.
Okay.
But it was something that was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't think that they would know them. They're not from here. So.
fucking, oh. All right. They're not from here. What are you talking about? They're not from here.
They're from New York.
Oh, New York. Where in New York? Upstate, though, right?
Upstate, I think.
Whatever.
The Ithaca area.
Oh, okay. That's what I call it.
I don't even know what the, I don't know.
So I'm
I think there's New York City, and then the rest of it is like forest.
It's kind
of
like Chicago.
To me.
There's Chicago, and then there's others. The end.
Yeah, there's Chicago, and then around it are just creepy towns.
Yep, creepy town. Creepy Illinois, that's what they call the state. Good creepy. Old Creeps, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So I'm doing the show at the Looking Glass every week and blah, blah, blah. I don't know how to act anymore. Like, I don't know what's going well and what's going bad because I'm not screaming at anybody. I'm not saying anything mean to anybody outright. I'm not, like, tearing people down. And they're enjoying it, but then they're like, you should yell more or say things like that.
Yeah, because they haven't been into it.
Yeah, you're sick of it.
Like, is that where we've already heard it? So that's why if you don't yell,
they
it's
want
a breath
it more.
Of fresh air.
Okay, so you're saying
but since
don't
they
yell.
Haven't experienced your yelling for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
They think that you should yell.
So you're saying don't yell for a while, like yell in moderation.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Not of course. It's very
everything in moderation.
It's very easy to just do an hour every night of just screaming.
Of yelling?
Yes.
Well, everyone gets tired of that.
Nah, Louis Black's very successful.
Really? He, I don't... Nah.
No, he's not?
Well, no, I don't really...
You don't like him? I like...
It's the yelling. It's too much.
Really?
You get over it after. You're like, all right, good job. You're
I get it. Well, who's good then? Who should I not be trying to piss off? Who should I be trying to be like?
I don't know.
Neither do
yourself?
I. I'm already me. It's not working.
Well, you can't, you can't change who you are.
Yeah, you can. It's very easy. Jillian Michaels does it every week on The Biggest Loser. She changes people every week on The Biggest Loser.
Physically
changes people. It's very
not emotionally.
Awesome. No, that's insane.
A whole other thing.
I can't emotionally change people every week. But I could eat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't change who you are.
Maybe I can make them do jumping jacks.
That's just, yeah, just start yelling at people about exercising.
Yeah, well, my eye's in pain, so we're going to end this episode. I got to go look up how to fix dumb shit. You got to go to the brain for everything is terrible.
Yeah.
You know who?
And
Al
Mr.
Scorch.
Al Scorch, yeah.
Al Scorch. It's going to be a good fucking show. Hopefully this will go up like right when you're getting there and people could listen on the way.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see the Jerry Maguire tree.
The Jerry Maguire Christmas tree. Everything is terrible. Was at the brain last night setting up the Christmas tree made out of VHS tapes of Jerry Maguire.
Is this what it was?
Yeah.
Why they were collecting them?
That's exactly. Well, this is part of it.
And then, do you know the other part?
No. Not a.
Are they gonna make stuff every?
Every show.
No, not every show, but every holiday, like, there'll be a big Jerry Maguire
menorah where the tape burns for 8 days.
Yes.
That would actually be great.
Or, like, a big Jerry Maguire pumpkin with a face on it.
Of Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
That would actually be great. I don't know why, but I just want to see very violent, angry fucking on top of the Jerry Maguire tapes.
Well, wouldn't they all just fall?
Yeah. Well, that's how big it's enough to fill a room. So it's like 4 feet off the floor, just Jerry Maguire tapes.
I know, and probably just fall.
No, not a tree. It'd be like the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Oh, okay.
Just Jerry Maguire tapes.
I thought you're going to try to get on top of the tree.
No,
I was
insane.
Like, that's going to be difficult.
No, but I don't know why. I just envision like awful, apocalyptic, like angry fucking.
Wow.
To Jerry Maguire tapes.
You should probably think of the opposite. And that's what you should go on. Every time you want to say something hateful,
hateful. That's not hateful.
Yeah, well, it's, you're like apocalyptic and angry.
Well, but I didn't say like they're angrily fucking each other.
Well, there's a lot of anger there.
Did I? I think I did.
You should probably see? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
You should probably think of something the opposite.
What's the opposite of that?
Um,
not fucking happy.
bunnies.
Not Jerry Maguire.
Bunnies.
Bunnies. Fucking bunnies do with anything. Like, that's not the opposite. That's just different. That's not the exact opposite.
Well, I'm thinking bunnies are good, and unless they're in that movie where they're enormous and eat people.
So there's enormous eating people, bunnies, with, but there are two very happy people not having sex.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No, but I know what you're talking about. Did Svengoolie do a thing on it?
Probably. And it's like the attack of the lupus or something. They have like a weird name.
Oh, I don't think it's attack of the lupus.
Seal shows up.
All right, you can't top that. Go to the brain tonight for Everything is Terrible. Tomorrow night, Homeroom 101, Homeroom 101 presents song poems. That should be interesting. The description of that is, sounds way better than I'm giving it justice for. On Thursday night at the Looking Glass Lounge, last show of December, Svetlana Lajetic from Brightest Young Things, comedian Emily Ruskowski. Why did I give her a Russian accent as well? And music from Aaron Thompson. So that's that. And then next Monday is President Turtle, so a variety show. That is your next week in a day of comedy and other stuff at the Hungry Brain and at Looking Glass Lounge in Washington, D.C. Merle, do you got anything to plug?
Nope.
All right. Let's close the show with me plugging Beats and Blogs. It's on December 18th at Subtrain. It's going to be an excellent show. Music from White Mystery, Hollows, Rabble Rabble, and Radar Eyes. We are one of, I think, 18 other blogs, podcasts, etc. that are putting on the show. We really didn't do much, but we'll take all the credit in the world. There's a video for that, and you can view that on our events page. I'll tweet something about that as well. So, yeah, go to that if you're in Chicago this Saturday night for the best bands in the city for a very reasonable price. And say hi to all of our friends, both real and fake, in the blog world. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.